The only new injury was DT came in a little sore. Darren Thompson, his knee was a little bit sore. They'll send him over for an MRI. Hopefully that's just a precautionary thing. You know, both Landon and BJ kind of tweaked those ankles, so that's why you didn't see them play at a certain point. And TK, you know, is in the concussion protocol, so we'll see what he ends up. Most of the other guys are just bumps and bruises. You know, normal 14th, 15th week of the season. So hopefully we'll get all those guys back. If anybody specifically can ask me about. After watching the tape, you know, it just looked like we missed a bunch of opportunities, certainly on defense. We had the lead. We always talk about, you know, get the lead and extend the lead. We did that a little bit, but then we kind of gave it back to them, and then we were in a battle. I thought the offense did a nice job. One thing that stuck out to me was end of the half and end of the game, those two drives were really good. We ended the half with a field goal to get back ahead by 2 points. It didn't feel like we were ahead by 2 points at halftime. So I talked to them about in the locker room. But we were ahead by two. We weren't losing the game. Just felt that way because of the way it went. And at the end of the game, certainly, that was a heck of a drive. So I give Eli a lot of credit in the offense, a lot of credit for that. Obviously, special teams, the protection's got to be firmed up. Really, when you look back at it, really technique things. You know, they have a really good rusher, 96, that had a little technique that he used. We worked against it or worked on it all week long. Tom did. And we didn't really get it executed. And then defensively, we got to win what I call the four-point plays, third downs in the red zone. We got to win those, holding the field goals, and we got a really good chance of winning the game. We got to be better on third down. Some of the tackling has to be better. Somebody said this to me this morning. I think they were just trying to make me feel good. But against Philadelphia in the two games, it certainly doesn't feel like this, but in the two games against Philadelphia, we only gave up one explosive pass play. That's one pass play over 20. And again, it doesn't feel like that, but that is a goal of ours every week, and it usually helps out in the course of winning a game and certainly playing good defense. So I'll answer any questions. I just want you to keep in mind that if something comes up question-wise that I think would be, my answer would be advantageous for Arizona, you know, I might dodge it. But I do always have that in mind because now the focus is on
what do you think of the last play with Evan in the end zone?
Yeah, you could make an argument where you're going. I won't make the argument, but I'm just saying that you could make the argument.
Please.
Did you see the arm getting held down?
It looked like, you know, on the coach's tape, it kind of looks like that. So couldn't get it up there. But I'm not sure where the positioning of the officials were that they could see it or not. So they'd have to answer the rest of that.
Spanks, given what the record is, you've had two nail-biting games against the team that's the top seed in the conference. Is it a matchup thing with the Eagles, or is this team just able to play a lot better than maybe some people are giving credit for?
Talking about our team?
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of both, although I think they're a tough matchup for us, Philadelphia, so maybe it's a little bit more fault that our guys playing. I mean, these NFC East games are typically like that, and you should play that way within your division. So I'm proud of the guys in that regard. You know, I did say this. I think I might have mentioned it yesterday in the press conference, but if there's a good chance that Philadelphia is the best team in the NFC, and if we can play like that against the best team, then there's no reason why we can't go out and win football games. Even with all the injuries and everything that's going on, you're going to find a way to win, and that's what we're trying to do.
How much do you think yesterday's game did for the confidence of Eli Manning? We've guys seen high end yards yesterday, both of his high yard games coming against Philadelphia. So how much do you think that helped his confidence going into the rest of the year?
I think it'll help all of the guys. I mean, anytime your offense is clicking, and certainly it begins with the quarterback, he gets the ball in his hands at the snap. I think it's going to help us going forward. I think Mike Sullivan and the offensive coach has done a really good job of deciding what we needed to do to attack a particular team and what was going to help our offense and in turn help the team. And, you know, we didn't get quite as many points 2 weeks ago, but I thought what they did this week was pretty good. Against a really good defense.
Was Mike able to make broader changes to the offense in the second week since Ben left than maybe he was kind of in a rush of the week before?
The week was a little bit different. That's probably a true statement, because, you know, we knew what we were facing. It was a full week. We kind of got into a flow. We'll be in that same kind of flow here this week. So, you know, there's probably some truth to that.
Spags, do you know why the offense didn't operate at the level we saw yesterday at other points this season? I mean, finally scored. They looked like they were in control. They were dictating rather than being dictated to for one of the first times.
Well, that's a really good point. I hope that continues. I don't know that I have an answer as to why it hasn't been like that. Again, I go back to last week, you know, when I jumped into this thing, I wasn't, prior to that, I didn't have my eyes on the offense, and I'd probably have to go back prior to the game against Dallas to answer that question. I just know in these past two games, you know, there's been some things that Mike has implemented that I think has helped us, and I think everybody's kind of stepped it up and played better. Certainly, Eli getting us in and out of plays helps. Now, he didn't make every decision, right? I mean, he probably tell you that. But you know, hopefully it's a combination of, you know, seeing the team we're going to play and knowing how to attack it and going out there and doing it.
Can that tempo, though, challenge a defense?
Yeah.
I mean, as a defensive guy, can you appreciate
No, I'm glad you brought that up. I think we've executed that pretty well. Now, you go into the next game and decide whether that's the right way to do it or not. There's pros and cons to it, right? You know, sometimes it speeds the game up. By that, I mean we get a lot more plays in the game, which means our defense could be on the field a little bit more. Sometimes you go in the game, just say, let's shorten the game. But I do think it is challenging, Kim, for being on the defensive side of the ball. Because no matter what, you can't simulate it in practice. I mean, you can yell and scream at the guys all you want, be ready for the next play. It's going fast. But, I mean, even South Philadelphia was struggling a little bit to get lined up. So anytime you can run a play, and the other 11 guys on defense, and they're not all lined up, you know, it should be an advantage.
You had said that you wanted to get the other defensive ends in
Yeah, it gets hard during the course of the game saying, okay, 19:54, you come out. We keep trying to do it. Avery got in there. I thought he had a really good rush on one play. It helped the ball come out a little bit quick. We'll keep trying to do that.
But is it an issue with Jason? Is it just seems that he's not producing maybe the way he's expected to, and maybe the injuries are wearing
him
down a little
bit. Yeah. It's probably, I mean, I'm sure there's some truth to that. I mean, I think it's hard to play with a club. It's tough. Only he knows whether he can be as effective or not. We kind of moved him around a little bit, get him on certain sides. Put him on the guard yesterday to work on, you know, where we felt we could get an advantage. You know, he's fighting through some things. I mean, I'm sure he'd like to have some more production. You know, we all would. You know, a lot of different things.
Do you anticipate the quarterback depth chart being the same this week?
We'll talk about it. As we stand here right now, yes, but everything, I haven't had a chance to talk with Mike about, you know, going forward to Arizona. It's kind of really been today more like yesterday's game.
Spags,
I'm exhausted.
I got one. Is it hard for you? I know you were asked last night in the press conference the idea of you personally and where you fit in the scheme. But when you're focused on week to week, is it difficult to even answer questions about next year, where this team looks at next year, because you're just so focused on what you're doing for this team?
Right now, I've put myself in that box because I just think that's how we're going to function right now. I mean, look, we asked the players to function that way. You know, week to week, let's only focus on the game coming up. So we have to do the same thing as the coaching staff. I get the angst of the – I get that. You know, I've talked about it. There's families involved and whatnot. But I won't let myself go past the Arizona Cardinals right now. And when I say that, I mean that. And I know I've said it before, so I'll say it again because I believe in it. The good Lord has whatever in store after this. And I'm going to put it all in his hands.
Obviously, you know, Giants history buff a little, you know, you lean on that.
I don't know all the history.
Well, how much does it mean to you to avoid becoming the team that loses the most games in franchise history?
You weren't even aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on beating Arizona.
You mentioned some of the technique issues with the special teams on the extra point. Looked like Eric just did not get out of his stance, basically. Did you see that?
No, it was because look at it, when you're talking about protection on those kicks, there's a gap, so it's always more than one person. But, you know, when I watched Tom go through with the special teams unit this morning, you know, it was more of a head down, or not a punch here, not a punch there, so it was a combination of a couple of different things.
Note in Giants history, you're returning to the site of Super Bowl 42. In Arizona this week, 10 years later.
Hadn't thought about that, but that's a good one.
Is there any sense of nostalgia to you at this point when you...
I don't know, maybe when... I want to say you can all help me out here. So 07 we win it. Didn't we go back and play Arizona in 08 for regular season?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember walking in there then and thinking like you're talking about. I don't know if I have the same feeling or not. Maybe. We might, I don't know what sort of locker room we'll be. Like, I don't know if we end up where we will end up in the one. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. If I end up at the same locker or close, then I'll probably have some memories. I'll let you know on that.
Spank, when you saw, when you watched the tape, what did you see from Eli Apple?
Eli played well. You know, he was really, tackled really well. One, I think, which he could have been a little bit better on. And I want to say they flagged him for a holding or something one time on a completion. But now what I saw was he played solid.
What was Flowers' injury? He came out for a couple of plays. It was, you know,
I don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, he went back in. It was like three or four plays, something like that.
With Landon, are you going to approach the same way as you did last week, or is it more of a sense that you actually have to sit down?
Right now, I'd say we'd approach it the same, but you know, it'd be the tweaking it again.